everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. Here we are, season 6, episode number 26. So we're in the second half of season 6 here. If you're new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is a weekly podcast. So every odd-numbered podcast that I do is an album review. Last week's album review was what I call the old-school album, and that was Bonnie Tyler's The Best Is Yet to Come. That was a fun one to do. And every even-numbered podcast is what I call an EP extra podcast. Half of those are games, guest starring my wife, such as this podcast that we'll get into here in like a minute, or quite frankly, a couple seconds. And the other half of those are just little tidbits of information. So most recently, two weeks ago, the podcast was a segment of On This Date, in which I look at the Billboard charts for February 12th, 1977. So I go back in like the 70s or 80s and look at the top 10 album songs from that date. But like I mentioned, this is a game. So this is the 8th time that we are playing Album Cover Password. How the game works is my wife chooses 3 albums from my record collection. She takes 3 albums, looks at the covers of them, and for each cover selects 5 keywords from the cover, and I have to try to guess what the album is. It's an album from my collection, so you would think that I would be able to get it, but with almost 400 albums, I don't even know what half the covers look like. So I struggle with this game a lot, but we will just go right into it. I guess the way that it works is if I get it on the first word, it's 5 points, 4 points for the second word, and so on. I don't think I've gotten more than like 3 points on this game, so let's see if I can just beat 3 points.
I think these are hard.
Do you have the first album?
And yes.
I don't want to look. All right. What is the first word?
Show.
Show. So I will go. Is it Styx Paradise Theater? Was I right?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was so hard.
No, that's the only one that I can think of that would be a show.
Wow, I was going to say like a show. And can I give my other words?
Yeah, go ahead. Go with the other words.
I had auditorium.
Curtain? Was curtain on there?
No.
Okay.
There wasn't really a curtain in there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then I did 1920s because it looked like the cars were in 1920s.
Okay.
And then I did soiree because that's kind of like a gala, another word for a gala.
Okay.
And then lights. That was...
All right. Well, we're starting off with a 5-point.
This was the first time.
I mean, that one was pretty hard, but I will take that 5-point. Paradise Theater. It wasn't... I don't even know where that came from. That is an album cover that I've seen a lot because I do go through Styx... earlier this season, I'm pretty sure I did a podcast on Styx's The Grand Illusion.
Mm.
So maybe that's why Paradise Theater has just been in my mind.
Nice.
Impressive. All right. Let's go on to what is the first word for the second album?
Portrait.
Portrait. The only album. Oh, man. Portrait. Is it Rush's Moving Pictures?
No.
Okay. What's the second one? Second word.
The second word is Man.
All right, Portrait and Man. I feel like maybe it's a portrait of a man, but I can't think of any off the top of my head that are portraits of men. All right, next one.
Cowboy hat.
That is 2 words, but we will pretend. Well, you already said hat.
Well, that alludes to it.
Oh, is it? is it Paul Anka's The Painter?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Cowboy hat, like...
I understand that, but... okay. I will say, so one
I'm
of
glad
the...
you got it, because the last two words I couldn't... The last two words I had were stoic and neutral, because the colors were neutral and his face is very stoic,
no,
but...
No, that's fair. Just a little tidbit. One of the only rules of the game is the word cannot be a word either in the title or in the... in the artist, so for a good example would have been for this album, you couldn't say painting.
Right.
Because it's The Painter.
Right.
So portrait was a good word. That was a good one. So I think that's that would have been...
You got on your third.
3 points. I'm at 8 points right now. All right. Album number 3.
All right. This one I thought was the easiest one. Mountains.
Mountains? You thought mountains would be the easiest
one? I didn't think you'd get it on that word.
I feel like the problem is that I have so many albums, and I don't know which one is mountains. All right, what's the second one?
Lake.
Mountains and lake. All right. The problem is it Firefalls? Lunacy.
No.
Is it okay? I won't.
All right. I think we'll do the next
word. All right. What's the next word?
Tiger.
Tiger. The only the only album that I can think of that has a tiger on the cover is Survivor's Eye of the Tiger, and it's obviously not that one because tiger is in the word. A tiger, a lake, and a mountain. I don't know. Next. Right. Oh wait. No, I don't know. All right. What's the next word?
Coat.
Coat.
So think of the last two words together.
Yeah, I in my mind, like a coat that like someone I'm assuming someone's wearing a coat and it's like a tiger print on it, but there's also mountain and lake.
Yep.
Final word.
Sunglasses.
I don't know. What is it?
Elton John Caribou.
Elton John's Caribou. Yep. I can 100% picture that. Right. The blue cover.
I was going to say tiger fur, but then you're going to be like, that's two words.
I mean, by saying coat, that kind of gave me it. But yeah.
That's what I was trying to do.
Caribou. Good album. I'm pretty sure there's like a 50. I think that 50th anniversary of Caribou is coming up. I think they're releasing a 2LP for Record Store Day, which is April 20th. No, I guess that's it. So I guess I got 8 points. That is, I feel like that's probably the best that I've ever done on this game.
I think so.
And it only took 8 times. So maybe next time for album cover password 9, I'll get 9 points. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode. Like I said, this is a weekly podcast. So next week's episode is going to be an album review. The album is The Mamas and the Papas, self-titled album, The Mamas and the Papas. So that'll be a good one. That'll be released on March 4th. It's every Monday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you're not already doing so, please go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. We are in the midst of voting for Season 7. We are getting closer to the end. It is narrowed down right now. It is down to 45 possible albums, and I think 10 will have a podcast about them. So we're getting the numbers down slowly. So please go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. Also, if you're interested in expanding your record collection, I have used 33s and 45s for sale on my eBay store. So go check that out. That is also Dorney's Vinyl, no spaces, no punctuation. There's about 400 some listings, and I'm posting more and more each day. Other than that, I think that's it. So I'll talk to you all next week.